Right,
meow.
Right, meow.
I need to find... Can you link this shit to me? I always forget how to get there.
No.
I'm not going to link anything.
An asshole.
This is your test of courage, Ryan.
Thanks.
Go.
You like a cat on you.
Let me just...
We should start with this whole incognito tab thing in Google. How crazy is that?
Oh my god, look at you guys!
We're already streaming, Ryan.
I said.
Oh.
I get it.
Picked out for our intro song, and
you picked out an intro song because we got to use one that's not copyright.
But you can use the.
Should I say that? Did those words?
I don't know what you said.
Those words did not come out of my mouth.
You said something about a theme song. I thought you said that you've had a theme song.
Well, you can use Chip.
He's breaking up a lot. Is it just me?
He's like lagging too.
Yeah.
Huh, that's so good. I'm gonna just not watch then.
Like your little webcam feed.
You're not gonna watch at the same time as you're making it.
Yeah, you're already here. You don't need to watch that. Pop out the chat if you want to read that.
Yeah, I guess I can just pause the video.
Yeah.
I wish I had a Team Mongoose shirt.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me three.
Me whatever.
I was gonna go buy one. I was gonna talk to Terry, but then I instead went and bought my mic stand, my cord, some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you bought today?
Yeah, I'm having a party on Saturday, so I can't be spending money. So, bought this nice mic stand, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thank you.
Did it come with the cord thing near the elbow?
Right here.
Oh, okay. I'm just used to seeing that up top more.
No, for some reason. But I think I can, I have to, run it through here, and I just want to.
Fuck that.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Okay, I can't even see how many people we have.
Five.
128.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was close. I think I was the closest without going over.
I'm pretty sure you were. You were the only one that guessed, so.
Woo!
90.
Woot, woot.
So we'll hit a cat. Can I use your work in progress?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Damn it, you told me to sign in. I don't want to sign in. I just want to make comments.
Nope, this is going. Theme song. You guys can't hear it, though, but I can.
The people can. Bow, bow.
Can't hear it?
Sure, Terry. Kick back, Terry.
You shared it with us last time?
This isn't online. This isn't even live. This is the first time anybody else is hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Terry have a mustache now?
No. Unless he drew it on.
You a cop now, Terry?
I have a streak going. Cop officer. Person shit, man.
I wake up in the morning, take a little grease, and just...
All the men do it.
Slam.
This is really awkward.
I know, right? Well, theme song's now over, so welcome everybody to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 90, another live cast. It's been a while.
Bienvenidos.
But hopefully we can do these a little bit more often than, what, 2-3 months apart?
Yeah, we did one in December.
We did one in December?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, for Christmas, right? Yeah. So it's only been like a month.
It's early February still. If we did one at the end of February, we're still on track.
We'll do one in March. We'll do one for Terry and I's birthday.
Yeah.
Do a birthday cast.
We do a mega build in the, just into the wee hours of the night.
I don't think we're ever going to top our last build.
It was pretty good. for those of you who missed it earlier, it's...
Yeah, I'm so glad I left.
you missed an amazing build.
That whole run. Didn't get to see it finished, though.
I'm sure you could go look.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
We'll turn it back on for you.
I was going to say, she's turned off right now.
We'll go look after the podcast. Mm.
So, how you guys doing?
How was your break?
What break? I tried playing a little bit of Battlefield, but it didn't work out too well.
Hour break?
Yeah, hour break.
Oh.
Pieces of shit. Ryan, you weren't here. You took your break an hour early.
Well, yeah, I wanted to play some dominoes, so what's up?
It's important.
Can't play with that Mexican train.
And how was that?
Awesome, I lost brutally.
Did you?
Oh.
It was 190 to 26.
Well, you tried.
Dole, no. Why are you sharing your alcoholism with everybody?
Who?
Dole.
Listen.
Alcoholism?
Yeah, look at the giant ass bottle she's drinking out of. How is no one else seeing that?
Just getting a swing in.
Damn. She's drinking out of a 40.
That's bigger than a 40, dude. It's like
I think I got it. Every time someone says her name, she drinks.
What is it?
Look at that. She's like,
Every time somebody in the chat says her name, she'll drink.
Yeah, but it's almost empty.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I heard. Stupid ass Madden cup.
Is that
it's
what
just
I'm
really
saying?
Good to-
I didn't say that.
They're all screaming it now.
That is awful. You all of you are supporting alcoholism. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh my god.
You know, I should actually put the chat up on the screen somewhere.
That would, I probably should have done this before the live stream started, yeah, but I gotta get more Kool-Aid.
Yeah, maybe. And who drinks Kool-Aid?
I do.
This guy does.
Hey, it's purple triangle.
Hey. I drink way too much Coca-Cola, so it's good for me to be drinking something else.
Put it like right in the center. And then we'll put like the logo. If I can,
who says
if I can...
Coca-Cola? Like, why not just Coke? You have that much time on your hands?
Yeah.
To say you? Cola.
Coca-Cola, there you go.
No one got time.
No one got time to say Cola.
Well, what if I just said I'm a Coke addict? Hey, what if I said I'm a Coke addict and what?
A lot of people do, and they mean the soda.
Yeah, that's a common thing.
You know exactly.
It's normal.
I don't want people to think I'm a druggie.
Then don't say that.
Then don't say drugs.
Say you drink a lot of Coke.
Say I really like soda pops.
Who said anything about being an addict to anything until you said that?
You're the one that's bringing it up.
Yeah, you brought it up. Are you addicted to Coke?
All day.
Oh.
Tyler, how much Coke do you take per day?
Well, that,
how much Coke do you take per day?
How much Coke do I take? I don't know. I stopped measuring.
I prefer to take your Coke.
I was going to
count the Coke straight up.
I prefer my Coke to be RC Cola. So
I should also mention before we get too far into this podcast, Alex and George are on the podcast, but they we don't have webcams for them. Can't fit them on the screen.
No more room in the inn, if you will.
Huh.
I get no screen time.
Me neither.
I don't know.
We booted you out for Kat and Tyler.
We're not in the bus.
That's right. Get out the bus!
My only regret with Alex not being on the screen right now is I can't see his face when I show him this. Look at that. Look at that. Look how thick that is.
Terry, he's probably doing that. He's doing that envy face.
Tyler, I have the Halo one.
What?
I have
so,
the Halo.
So pretty. Single action in there.
So many
it is pretty. I have one
it.
Too.
Where is mine?
Mine's in the guest room. Her bed broke, so Sarah's sleeping.
Stop it. So stop it. How do I turn Terry off?
That's impossible. Terry's always on.
Always
casually
on.
Casually reading.
Yeah, the fucking of older comic games. In the back. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want him to read it to you? It's written
I'll
time.
Read it to Terry. You.
Read us from the beginning. Tell us a story of Link.
I will tell you the story all the way from the beginning. Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago.
No, this thing is, like, thick.
I feel like you're going the wrong way.
I want to see that. What, Ryan?
I feel like he's going the wrong way to get to the beginning of this book. He's been turning a lot of pages and not really succeeding at getting me a story.
I'm flipping through it.
I'm trying to get a story out of him, and he's just not telling me a story.
Oh, did you really want
to? When we said read it, we meant out loud to us.
Well, I'll read
it. Why is he reading it silently? That's all I
want to
know.
Want me to read from?
Why are you adding Scoot and Doodle?
I didn't even do that.
Stop it. No, Ryan.
If you don't know what you're doing, don't push buttons.
Don't press any buttons.
What page are you on, Terry?
Terry.
What page?
Terry.
I have a mirror in my
68, start of the timeline.
Yeah, show me the timeline, Terry.
Stop it!
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Is your timeline.
The chrono.
Skyward. I just want to.
But that's online.
A pyro.
We have seen that.
There we go.
History of the cycle of
George, stop it. This isn't story time.
Go on, Terry, go on.
It's story time with Terry.
No, that was George talking.
Oh, George. Damn you.
What? You can't tell our voices apart?
No, I wasn't really listening.
Tis, tis. Turn them headphones up.
My Mountain Dew's all the way back there.
Your Mountain Dew's right here.
Yeah, it's what made me think of it.
I got some of my delicious balls.
Look out, he's got balls.
Put that balls all up in your mouth.
I'm as jealous as I would have been if I couldn't access balls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just keep it real close to my face.
Balls tomorrow.
It's pretty cold, though, these balls.
Yeah, they get really cold.
It's pretty cold.
Any fridge right there or something?
I wouldn't know.
Loser.
Good.
You don't know this what this tastes like? Mm-mm.
Nope.
Delicious.
That's what I've heard.
How's you guys' week been? Ryan, you've been sick. Terry, you're kind of sick,
Monday,
too.
Tuesday, off work. Very, very ill.
It's not good.
It's been normal.
Well, I still went to work.
Uneventful.
Did you sneeze sick on customers? Oh, yeah. You didn't want to buy a subscription?
Why have the flu, okay? What did you have, Mr.
I did not have the flu. I don't know what I have.
I almost
I'm
died.
Just now getting over it.
Calling it not Super Bowl.
I did have the chills one night, though. Like, I was just lying in bed, just like completely covered up, like hot, like my body burning up. And then if I move a little bit, it's like, oh, why is it so cold all of a sudden?
I know that. It's so hard, Terry. It happened to me at work. Like, I was just sneaking, like, like, and then I, like, moved. I was like, and then I was cold. My
were you holding your heart the whole time? Like,
people think you just care about everything. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling when you're just burning up and then you move a little bit and then you're freezing.
Yep.
It's awful.
Agreed.
You know what I don't like? Is when you get food poisoning and you throw up for like 4 days.
I have never had that.
Me either.
You guys, when you do, eventually, because it's inevitable.
I don't eat things off the floor.
It's the worst fucking thing ever.
Not about eating things off the floor.
We eat things from plates.
It was from Walmart, thank you.
I got mine from Olive Garden.
I got mine from Mountain Mike's.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good place. Good pizza.
Yeah,
except for the time you got poisoned by it.
Except for the time I got poisoned by it.
Except for the time I got banned.
You got banned from Mountain Mike's?
Stupid Zach, whatever his name was, mooned some lady when they were opening Game Crazy. He mooned the manager, and they kicked us all out, told us never to come back. I mean, I probably could have got back, and I went to the other one, though. But isn't that terrible? It was the one in Manteca.
Remember that time you mooned another bus, Ryan, during high school?
It got us quite a bit of trouble in high school. Not really comfortable talking.
Your
about
ass
it.
Got you in a lot of trouble back then.
You know.
Yeah. There you go, Tyler. I don't know why you weren't a mod in the chat.
You can't put a leash on that ass. You can't tame that ass.
It's impossible.
It demands to be free.
You can't keep this ass caged up in the jail of jeans of denim in a hell of made of denim.
Kick that ass.
Pop him off.
Yeah.
Kick that ass till some poop comes out.
Poop.
So I pooped a little in the chat.
In front of everyone.
You can't tame that ass. That's what we're trying to tell you.
For the first time, live on camera.
Poop.
What? Are you gonna get naked?
Poop.
No.
Poop.
No.
Poop.
That is unacceptable.
Poop.
Unacceptable.
Poop. What?
Poop.
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 Why are we saying poop?
Poop.
Why is it poop?
Poop now.
Poop.
I don't know, Terry. I think you're supposed to poop.
Poop.
Oh,
poop,
Terry.
Poop, poop, poop.
Terry, poop, 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 but a poop, poop, poop. You know what I mean? One must do his duty, if you
Terry.
Will.
Poop.
Yeah.
You know those... Hold on.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, yeah, face me.
Yeah, well, I had to grab it.
Face me, coward.
You know these little birch box thingies that I get?
Yeah.
And the one that I got this month?
Damn it.
What? What's Ryan doing?
Ryan knows
what. Go what? Just talk.
ignore me.
He's got a real story? No, we're done.
I got a purple pocket square. Ryan, we can see you. It's like it's like a legit nice pocket square. It's purple. It's the exact same color as your shirt.
Man, now I really need a purple tie.
And then I immediately thought, I was like, shit, this has Terry written all over it. It's called a Jack Robbie.
Ooh.
Yeah, made in America. Oh.
Jack Robbie.
Jack Robbie knows what you want.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
There's a lot of poop in this chat.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Hashtag poop.
Everyone, hashtag poop.
Everyone go on Twitter and hashtag T-Mongoose poop. Do that.
Tweet the girl you like and hashtag poop.
Yeah, there you go.
She'll understand.
And the girl you like is me, right?
Oh, wow.
Man.
A little narcissistic of you.
Whoa.
Oh, and the one you like is me, right?
Back a little bit.
Oh, shit, drink.
Go.
That a big ass bottle.
We should see have my children.
My thing is gonna fall.
Your thing's gonna fall off? That's gross. Fix that. Go see a doctor.
Happens to everybody, I guess.
Sooner or later, right?
Separates the boys from the girls, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay, alright. Good, I thought so.
Whoa.
Had me worried there for
finished.
A second.
Yeah, right. We can't get anything trending on Twitter. We don't have that sort of pool.
Sure we do. We can trend poop. Go on.
we can trend poop.
I guarantee it. Go it's all finished, you guys. Podcast listeners tomorrow as well. Go trend poop.
That's the big reveal. It's water.
If it trends anywhere, someone take a picture of it so we can see.
You mean it was water, Dole.
Watch, you're going to sign on. Like, now trend.
Look, water. The nuggets trending right now. That's the same thing.
The nuggets trending?
Nuggets.
The nuggets?
The nuggets.
All right, good job, everybody.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Woo. Never been more proud of you. Oh, Dole's dead.
Journey is trending. What happened? Oh, the Dice Awards.
If she goes out, then that means that all the cameras are going to fuck up.
Hey, Alex, jump in the call. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Journey won Game of the Year for the Dice Awards.
Oh, I thought we were talking about
Game of the Year?
Yep.
Not indie game of the year, but game of the year?
Game of the year.
That's interesting. I wouldn't give it game of the year, but it was a good game.
Mm-hmm. The Unstoppable Juggernaut.
This one's for
Journey.
You. Where's what's his face?
Dead.
Where's that one guy?
You over there. Two, not you, Terry.
You're not playing. Well, I don't know what it looks
like. Ryan is very middle fingery tonight.
I am feeling it tonight. Just like
I don't know, man. It's just, you know, tonight's the night.
I was still here.
There you go.
Just my dad came in.
Ah, okay. You know how your internet likes to kick it out.
Get out of my room,
what
Dad.
What the heck?
You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, you embarrassed by your father?
Sure,
turn that light back on.
No.
Oh. My fault. That's in the background. Say hi to the world, Dad. You're on the internet.
What?
PlayStation All-Stars took fighting game.
Yeah, I'm looking that up right now.
Dad,
fucking George doesn't even believe it.
What year? Like 2013? Because that's the only way it would make sense.
It's the only fighting game that came out so far.
This year, yeah.
This year, that's what I'm saying, this year. So, of course, it's going to take number one for 2013 if they're doing it right now, but that's impossible.
Yes!
That is impossible.
Claiming game of the year so early in the year.
I know, right?
I don't understand.
If we ever do release, like, a game or something like that, immediately we got to say it's, like, game of the year. Game of the Year. We'll do it like we'll release it January 1st.
Game of the Year edition, and it's the first edition.
The ads
none
do support
games
me.
Need to try anymore.
Put that Game of the Year and say GameSpot said it.
Game of the Year, GameSpot.
It came out.
So, what's that channel that's going out of business?
It came out last year.
Yeah, I thought it so. That makes sense.
What other fighting games
November.
Came out last year? Though?
November 20th.
It was Persona.
Bless you.
That's what I was going to say. It should have been Persona then. there's like two games that came, two fighting games that came out. Is that and Persona? It should have been Persona.
Didn't Forza Horizon come out last year too?
Yeah.
Well, Need for Speed Most Wanted apparently just took Racing Game of the Year, according to Zach Faulkner in the chat.
Oh. Huh.
And I hear Forza Horizon was way better.
All right, so I got the Game of the Year categories here. So Game of the Year, Journey, Action, Borderlands 2, Mobile, something called Hero Academy, Handheld.
Hero Academy. Yeah.
Paper Mario Sticker Star, Sports, FIFA 13, of course, yeah, Racing, Need for Speed Most Wanted, Fighting, yeah, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
That's garbage.
We just lost someone. Scott. We lost Dole.
Oh, no, Dole.
The Walking Dead.
Everybody freak out.
Well, everyone's all.
I thought we were supposed to be freaking out.
It's not freaking out.
That's how I feel.
Cheering,
Ryan.
He's got them wiggly hands.
What am I supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to be freaking out? I don't know.
Journey won two. It won game of the year.
My face is all split.
I see Ryan split for me.
Oh, is it you guys?
Yeah.
Is it not?
This mic smells like your house, Dwight.
What I did, Ryan, is that I put it under the cushion of my couch. So when people
is it broken?
And they farted and stuff.
Well, that expense, so that's why your house smells, right?
No, of course.
You broke it, though.
I just told you it smells like your house, and you responded with, my house smells like a fart.
Yeah. You've been to my house. For those who have listened to the podcast, episode number 2, Ryan is the main reason for that.
I was gone for 2 years. I gave your house plenty of time to air out. Not been gone for another 2 years, okay?
Dull, can you rejoin? Because the cameras are still messed up. I'm waiting for her to come back. There she goes. Okay, see all the cameras fix right. themselves.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Sec.
Because I could still hear the Skype. And it was working fine.
You're all fixed.
Yep. All right, so let's dive into a little talk about time travel.
This is leading up to the he just built a time machine. So
let's go. All right, where are we going, dude?
All right, so
I've heard a comedian say that being white, you don't really want to go to the future because you're gonna get what you're gonna get our dues. So let's go to the past where we can get. Here's a table.
No. Let me bring up while I'm bringing this up. I was listening to the Rooster Teeth podcast, and they were talking about time travel. And they were talking about like the different ways that there could be time travel and stuff like that. They talked about how Stephen Hawking threw that one party, and then
everybody ended up in 1960.
He threw a party for time travelers, but he didn't give out the invitations until the day after. So he made this giant party, and like he had a bunch of food and everything there.
See if anybody show up.
Yeah, he was the only one, and then he sent out the invitations the next day. So, if any time travelers were to come there, then they would, he would theoretically have proven that time travel existed.
I gotcha!
I go to this fucking party?
Only if those particular people could have traveled.
Let me just
traveled,
keep going. So then there's that whole debate on, the time travel may only work past the point of when time travel is created. So, you can't go into the past before the time travel thing was created, only in that certain time frame after it was created. So I was thinking about that, and it makes sense. I mean, there's that whole Back to the Future bullshit where they can go back in the past and fuck everything up, and then there's alternate timelines and crap.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that what if time travel
works as more like, to use a term from Minecraft or any other games, is it graylists you within the world. So if you travel back in time, you become a ghost of that time. So you can't interact with anything, but you can experience it. You know, like you come back and then like you just be, you know, that way you can't fuck things up and everything. So we could have time travelers all around us.
You mean like come?
No.
Like some Christmas Carol shit?
Christmas Carol.
Does anybody watch The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, like you know how that the ghosts take him through the past and shit?
Well, they're like, if either of us invent a time machine, we'll come back to this exact moment. And they both like turn.
And they're like waiting.
Darn.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. If anybody invents time travel and it doesn't work the way Dwight thinks, this podcast.
What about the way they worked it in Fringe? The observers? Where they just kind of watch? I don't know. I didn't watch too much of it.
They're still there. Nobody. Okay, let's make this clear real quick. No one else here has seen Fringe but you and me.
Oh, no.
We're the cool kids.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's always the theory with time travel that. That if you travel back in time, anything you would have done's already been done in the future you automatically live in. So you going back and trying to change stuff has already happened in the time, in the place that is your present anyway.
Because you wouldn't know.
I think Ted did the best way.
Yeah, because you'd have to do it. You would always have to travel in time and always fuck it up. So it would never change anything that led you to traveling in time. Because you'd still, whatever happened would still have to lead you to travel back in time to fix it.
Right.
Like, have any of you read the Artemis Fowl books?
That's why time travel is stupid.
I read the first one. Yeah. I was so confused and bored.
Yeah, I was like,
which is why it's the perfect topic to talk about, Terry.
Bill and Ted.
There's so many problems. There's zero problems going forward in time. If you go forward in time.
That's not true.
Nearly as many
problems. No, Terry, if you go forward in time, you could technically fuck up somebody's future. Because you're not supposed to be there.
And your past, maybe.
I'm saying for every problem there is going forward in time, there's like a dozen problems for going backwards in time.
Yeah, Ryan, that sort of makes sense. But the thing is, like, what if someone were to time travel and they were like, you know, someone just appeared in my room or whatever like that. And then
Hello. We
start doing shit, you know, like, hey, let's go have an adventure. That now becomes my future.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that.
But he didn't mess it up. That's just me living my life.
But
however,
you could apply that same theory to just meeting someone new on the street. Where if I didn't meet that person, then my future would be completely different.
Everybody new is from the past.
What?
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 You said something about...
Shut up, Tyler.
No.
Let's take a leap here. We had this entire discussion
about time travel,
it's not the
right?
same thing.
And up until what? That point, everybody was just off key.
Well, Tyler has become the crackpot in the group. Go on, spew whatever theories you want.
Well, think of...
Maybe the toilet is the key.
The toilet!
You gotta flush it three times, do a spin, then close the lid.
And then put your face in it and close the lid.
There you go.
Think of it like Langoliers, though. Like, there can't be a past because these things come and eat the past. And when you go into the future, the world's just empty. And it just comes up when it gets to that point.
I talked about crack pie.
Hey, Langoliers was a good movie.
Past? I haven't seen it.
I didn't see it
monsters
either.
That come in and, like, basically, these people, they go into some different dimension. They're all on a plane. And basically, they come in. They come back into the past, but there's these monsters that come through and eat the past. So basically, there is no past once the time moves forward. And when
you can't travel into the past because there's no past.
Yeah, but when you're in the future, it's nothing's there because the future hasn't gotten to that point yet. So at the end of the movie, they come in. Back through the portal to their this dimension, and it's in the future. But
spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert. Yeah, they come back and it's like a few moments into the future, so nothing's there, but everything starts coming in once the future gets to that point.
That doesn't make any sense. They would keep traveling in time. It would never catch up to them.
Well, see, that's the point, because. The Langoliers eat the past, so the future keeps moving.
No, we're listening.
Are you lying?
Sorry. Ryan's over there doing Pac-Man or something.
I was so intrigued by what Ryan was doing.
It's white screen, basically.
Yes. Like the Maiden, the Langoliers like is a Stephen King novel movie.
And then all of a sudden, like you're just stuck, and then the present catches up to you, like slaps you in the face.
Yeah, so you can't go into the future because you'll just be stuck in one place.
What's this movie about? Nothing. Like, they can't go to the future, they can't go to the past.
Basically, it's about how pointless time travel is for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
You'll just have to watch it because Stephen King.
You want to go to the past? There's nothing to the past. You want to go in the future? It's white.
White people
That's
everywhere.
That's not inspiring at all.
No, it's not white. It's not but white. Everything is there.
Dole and Dwight?
All the land and buildings are there, just nobody physically is there.
Oh, but what if we take down one of those buildings now?
I don't know, then it disappears.
Then what?
Or it just isn't there.
You're telling me that you're stuck in time. So if I blow up a building, it's just going to catch up and be like...
Yeah.
And then you're just murdered.
Sweet. I like this movie.
There's a lot of holes in your story.
Hey, it's not my story.
It's not his story, though.
Yeah. It's not my story. It's Langoliers, Stephen King.
Their story's holes.
Well, it's yours. It's your story about that story.
I'm telling you about the movie.
I'm going to have to watch this movie.
That's good. There is a dude on there that you'll simply just wish they would shoot him in the face because he's a stuck-up dick.
I'll watch this show, like, tomorrow, probably.
I want to see if it's on Netflix.
Yeah, Stephen King, Langoliers.
The Langoliers. It is on...
Watch it together.
It's on Netflix. Instant streaming.
How old is it?
95. And it's 3 hours long!
No.
Yeah.
2 hours
for 3 hours.
Such Stephen King.
No, I'm out. 1995. That's as old as my little brother.
Hey, the 3D animations, you can tell they're aged, but they're still really cool.
Is it like Beast Wars 3D?
I don't know.
Is it like Beast Wars? What would you compare it to Beast Wars?
Because that shit looked cool when I was a kid. Now I look at it and it looks like crap.
Or how about the Reboot?
Reboot!
That was good.
Oh, wait,
you're
that
like,
show?
Oh my gosh, it's all like 3D.
Oh my god, I missed that show.
Such... Now it's like, oh.
Yeah, Reboot.
I went back to watch it not too long ago. It looked just fine.
But,
I want to see Reboot again.
Nowadays, I'll watch it still. I love that show, but...
Yeah. Where's everybody going? It's just time to go.
Terry just up and left.
Terry left a while ago.
What the fuck? Where's Ryan going?
I think it's just your home.
I can't leave because you guys can't see me leave.
Reboot.
Whatever. Okay, bye the night.
I wish I had something to go do.
Get your fat ass back here.
You get your pretty little family back here.
No, Dwight. The doll is leaving.
Oh, leg.
Tyler, your chair looks very comfortable.
It's a chair. It was part of a couch.
Oh, I was going to say, is it like an actual chair?
You know, like back before they had like the L-shaped couches, how they had ones that like curved, and there was like the curved piece, the one that's like a one-seat centerpiece, and then like the end piece that had two seats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is that one piece.
Resourceful.
Yeah, which is funny because about 10 or 12 years ago, somewhere in there, I told my mom, like, as soon as I move out, I'm taking this chair. They brought me a bunch of stuff down earlier this year to my place. This chair was in there. I forgot they even had it.
Nice. They remembered.
They did. My cat loves it, apparently. She'll come sleep on here when I'm not on it.
Okay, let's not do that. Because that's very loud.
Sometimes she sounds like that when she knows feeding time.
That's when you gotta start punching him. Teach him that you're the boss.
I'm the boss. I'll feed you what I want.
The hell are you guys talking about?
There's Ryan.
Stuff.
We should watch Primer since we've been talking about time travel and stuff.
Like right now?
No. It's just a thing that the fucking Rooster Teeth guys have been talking about like a shit ton. Apparently it's awesome. Talks about time travel, I guess.
Apparently.
Right? I think. I don't know.
No, yeah. Terry's gone.
He's been gone.
And now Tyler's sitting very uncomfortably. Like a woman.
I don't think that... Why would he be sitting like that if he wasn't
comfortable?
Look at,
see?
Oh! Oh, who does that?
I can get that leg. Who wants to...
You try it, that's all that matters.
I got it into frame, that's all that counts.
Hey, Terry's back. Hi, Terry.
I can't see you guys in real time.
Put leg behind your head.
So you can hear us talking, but you can't see us talking?
Yeah, so it's like delayed.
He's not in the hangout is why.
Yeah.
Always on about Rooster Teeth. Yep. Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
Shut up about it.
Did you see where they're doing like some kind of 10-year anniversary thing?
Oh, like, yeah, they did that like a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's cool they've gotten so big, but they still remember their roots.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they've been recording it ever since. Yeah. You know?
Like, Red versus Blue, though. Like, you can't just go watch random episodes anymore because it's got, like, this ongoing story now.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I need to rewatch them all.
I would have to go all the way back to start with them.
I'm going to. I know, Dwight, you have the DVDs, right?
I have up to season 8.
I think I'm going to buy them, too. I think I'm going to buy the whole pack.
I used to have the Halo 3 limited edition that had like the very first episode remade in Halo 3, but I don't know where that is now. I think it was like sold.
Mine's in my guest room.
Hyrule Historia.
Yeah, it's good. Terry, you need to watch it, too.
What?
Red versus Blue.
I do. I stopped watching. I think it was when they got to Halo 3.
It's about when I stopped, too.
I don't know what season that was, but I got up to there and then I lost track of it.
Tyler, do you remember my fresh?
Down to watch it again.
Yeah, me too. What? We should all do it. We should all start it around the same time.
Yeah.
You can't watch the old ones online, though, can you?
I think if you're a sponsor for Rooster Teeth on their site.
I am not.
I'm not even. Tyler.
It's $10 every 6 months.
Yeah,
remember my freshman year and your sophomore year sneaking into Silveria's class? Well, not sneaking in, but walking in the front door and getting on his laptop or on that piece of shit Mac.
What?
And watching Red versus Blue for days in the middle of his band class.
Wow.
We're bored. Let's go to, Ms. Silveria's class. Go watch some Rooster Teeth.
Watch some Rooster Teeth, have him sign a piece of paper that says we were helping
you guys
with the project.
Were such high school badasses.
We were, man. We never went to class.
I'm so late.
There you guys go.
No.
Apparently you can watch it without even being a sponsor. They don't have the little star next to him.
Hold on a second. What do you mean we were lame?
What?
We were cool. We were cool.
We were the cool kids. No one said you weren't cool, right?
She
said, I'm so lame.
We all know. Right.
Oh,
we all know.
That makes
sense. I'm so lame compared to you guys.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, alright. Well, I'm not going to say you should start ditching classes or anything.
No.
Don't do it. It'd be the cool thing. It doesn't turn out good.
Well, I will tell you that
I'm
a bad influence, so I'm not going to tell you to do anything.
Yeah. Don't listen to Ryan.
Did I ever tell you that a couple of the teachers were like, why do you hang out with Ryan? He's a bad influence sometimes. I'm like, no.
So funny.
It makes perfect sense. Although all the principals and the dean
shouldn't hang out with him. He's bad news.
No, that he's some of that bad news.
He's bad apples.
One bad
kid,
apple.
Why are you hanging
I
out
never got
you
into too much trouble.
Ruined the bunch.
I never said you got me in trouble.
I did.
Potato orgy looks like Danny McBride.
Seriously?
Who?
I'm not that fat.
Oh my god! I would have never noticed it until someone said something.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen this person. I
no, you guys have. No one knows his name, though.
I want to see.
Oh. A little bit.
He kind of does, yeah.
If I had just the goatee?
It's just the facial hair. It's really just the facial hair.
You need a mullet.
Yeah, I need a mullet and just a goatee, and then gain like another 50 pounds, and then get really funny.
You should do that.
You have to be a lot funny.
I got to be a lot more funny than I am.
You're not there yet. He's pretty funny.
Look at that picture.
He's okay, all right.
Nah, he's pretty funny.
I guess.
Oh, man. I never noticed that until someone said something.
Your hair's a lot darker and not quite as curly.
Yeah. Curly. He's got a lot of Jew in him.
You should put...
Wow, that was...
What?
That up there.
That wasn't... He's just like,
I'm trying to be funny like him.
Drink some water. Yeah, like Jew.
I'm trying to be as funny as him.
Just put in some overnight curlers.
I gotta get a perm or something.
Don't worry, he's no stranger to curling his hair.
Oh, perfect, get a perm, even better.
We all remember
him curling his hair.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't have to, dude. I had a fro in high school, and I didn't need any help with that.
Yeah, but then he started curling his hair.
I want to see a picture of that.
I guarantee if I go wake up my wife, she'll tell me that she curled your hair.
She didn't curl my hair. My hair was never curled. Brian, why are you trying to tell me what I did in high school?
You curled your hair. That's all I'm trying to say.
I straightened my hair. I didn't curl
it. And then I know you told me you did all the time.
Ryan showed up and he was just like, hurry up.
Look at the name for like those big old curls or whatever. And like
let's say you use a curling iron. Right here.
What?
One time with your mom, I remember. You were there.
One time with your mom.
You really just said I was there?
I was there. I was in your room sitting there playing a game and you're like, and you went into the bathroom and curled your hair. I swear to God. He looks so confused.
Yeah, were you like really drunk or something? Like, I don't remember this at all. I would remember because I did a lot of crazy things with my hair. That time where I dyed it blue and it went purple. Remember that?
Should do that again.
That was pretty cool.
Whatever.
Do that again.
Doesn't matter. Hilarious time for me.
Well, I'm glad you had fun in this made-up story that I don't remember at all. As long as you had fun, Ryan, I'm glad I was there to provide the entertainment.
Once I get a time machine, I know where I'm going.
Bring me along. I would love to see it.
All right, I'm going. I'm going to take you.
I would love to relive my own life.
Let's have one of those faces like...
And I present to you this moment. If I can't find it with my time machine, I'll take you wherever you want to go.
What? I was reading the chat. Were you still talking to me?
Yes!
Oh. What?
And if I can't find that moment with my time machine, I'll just take you wherever you want to go. We'll go get ice cream. How's that, buddy?
How are we going to get ice cream? What if we're ghosts?
He'll take you to the moment ice cream was invented and let you eat that.
Oh, I'm sure it tasted delicious.
I'm going to take you there, yeah. And if we're ghosts, we'll haunt them, and they'll drop their ice cream.
It probably didn't
we'll
taste
just go
as
behind
good
them.
When it was first invented.
We'll probably go behind them and be like, you're going to get fat.
Less sugar.
You shouldn't eat that.
Less, you think? I bet more.
What?
I think way less.
Way less what?
Sugar in ice cream when it was like first invented.
I don't know. I don't think they didn't really have any sort of like, you know, problem being like the most fatty shit ever when first making stuff, you know?
Because they just walk it off. Yeah. They're day to day.
They didn't know any better. They're just like, I don't know, throw some more butter in there.
Of course there's holes in my stomach.
More butter, more sugar. It's more lard.
Everything. Oh, hey, do you remember when I tried to dye my hair blonde and it came out like that bright orange red? Terry probably remembers it too. It was graduation day.
That sounds weird.
Diabetes.
Do you remember that shit?
You bleached your hair?
No, I was trying to get it, like, yeah, and it just, like, it turned out, like, orangish red, and I, like, put it straight up in spikes for the graduation picture, and you can, like, clearly see me, like, in any picture.
Where am I? There.
Only person with brighter hair than me is Sam. What are you doing, Dwight?
Reading the chat.
Chat's boring.
You know what we should talk about?
Oh, guys, he called you boring.
Talk about older games we like, because I got this.
We can't read that.
Unreal Tournament.
I can't even see it. Oh. To like,
when you said older games, I thought you meant older games.
Yeah, not 2004.
hey, any kind of older
games, like, you know, that Halo
any kind of older games that are older than...
You know
than
what old game I really game. Liked was Skyrim.
Yeah.
That came out in 2011.
I'm a fan.
Hey, this is still dated for what it is.
Why you
I remember how young I was, standing in line at midnight getting that game. Oh.
So I hear an echo.
What's with the dinging
how
sound
about that
I
Battlefield
hear?
3, guys?
Ooh, you're talking ages.
Oh, hey.
I don't even have a console to play that anymore.
You even do
it. You want to go that far back.
They shut down all the servers.
Hold on. We need to get a time machine. That's way far back.
I wish we could get a time machine and go play Battlefield again.
That'd be great.
I can't remember what Unreal Tournament I played, but I remember not liking it that much.
Favorite PS2 game.
I wasn't an Unreal Tournament fan either.
Well, Unreal Tournament's like one of those classic arena shooters. You know?
Yeah, that's the thing, though. That's what threw me off about it, because I didn't play it until like 2-3 years ago. It didn't make sense to me. Like, the way we were doing a co-op campaign. And it was like
you must be playing like Unreal, not Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, it was like one of the newer ones.
Because there's like the Unreal series, and then there's Unreal Tournament, which is completely different from
dumb because it was like you're basically playing multiplayer every level with bots, and then in between every level, you do like there's like a little cutscene or whatever.
No. You need to play Unreal Tournament.
Unreal Tournament 3 was terrible. I can say that right now, because it wasn't a tournament. Unreal Tournament 3 was not a tournament at all. It's like, aliens are invading, let's do this. Yeah. How is this a tournament? Just call it Unreal 3 or something.
Unreal Aliens. Yeah.
But I didn't play any of those.
Oh, no, they're very real.
Classic FPSs. I didn't play Quake or Unreal.
I have Quake.
Me too, dude.
I love Quake 2.
Doom.
I love it.
That was back when, like, Seer games was, like, the shit. Like, you were just, like, flying and sliding everywhere. And, like, you had the railgun in Quake, and when you nailed someone with it, that just exploded.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The quad damage and shit.
Yeah.
You guys remember Duke Nukem before they released that piece of shit for 360?
Didn't play Duke either.
The first Duke?
Duke Nukem or Duke Nukem 64, dude. That game was so much fun.
Yeah, I got it on 360. I got, like, the
arcade. How about that GoldenEye on 64?
Oh, well, we're not... of course. Terry, you like GoldenEye?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a dumb question. Who hasn't played GoldenEye?
Hey, who hasn't played Duke Nukem? Like,
I think I haven't played it.
Really? Is Duke Nukem really in that place?
The first one, like, yes, Terry. The very first one, I would say that
it's... Yeah, I would say...
I've never played Duke because, you know, parental stuff.
I didn't play it because I thought it looked stupid.
It was close,
No, it was always super, super cheesy. Always super, super cheesy.
That was the point of it.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't get about the new one is why it's so bad is the fact that it went through, I don't know how many
six developers.
Yeah. So you got all this mixed shit in there, and people
are
sitting
there thinking that would make it bad.
I mean, it has to.
It contributed to it, yes.
Yeah, very well.
I don't think they were ever on the right track, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's why it took them so long to bring it out, is because they couldn't find a track to stay on.
I did everything I could. Here you go, next developer. Do something
I'm bored.
Else.
They were just like, hey, you guys want to kill this franchise so we never have to make another one?
Please bury this in the ground.
Here's the shovel.
People could do it. They could.
They
do
went
it.
Through a review. No, this game's too good. We're gonna sign it over to another developer. I'm sorry. This will sell money.
I still hate that Gearbox had to take on the releasing of it. You know,
I was mad about that only because they were in process of bringing out Borderlands 2, and they're like, "Oh no, we're gonna put that on hold to bring out Duke."
Like, yeah.
No,
well,
no, you put Duke on hold. 2, those fuckers waited 10 years. You know, they can wait another.
Yeah. I still love Borderlands 2, but still sometimes I miss the classic one, but, you know, Borderlands 2 is still amazing.
I'm waiting for all the DLC to come out before I go back and play it again.
You know the stupid thing? They are not putting any kind of level cap in so far. Still just level 50. I'm kind of pissed about that myself. There's three of the DLCs have come out so far, and no level cap yet. It's like, seriously?
There's.
Didn't they save it for the last one on Borderlands 1?
No, all the DLC had like some kind of level cap in it or something.
Mm.
As far as I remember,
they took it up to 60, I believe, and then they topped it at 69.
Oh, 69.
Gotta keep you coming.
Yeah.
See, and I wish they... That's why.
Shut up, Brian.
I wish they hurry up and do it.
He's laughing at me.
I know what I said.
But, my God,
I should do a collaboration
really
with the
again.
Michael Jacobson project. What?
He fucked up the name Jacobson. It's a made up band heard. We made up on the podcast.
Oh,
you don't do a collab with him.
See, I
why not?
Awful.
I'm not a part of these as much as I'd like to be, so I don't know.
You could listen to him.
Say, what did you say?
listen? No. I don't have the time to.
Plugged in so you could hear it?
Yeah, it was the Michael Jacobson project, unplugged but plugged in so you could hear it. Like, something like that. That's the longest fucking name ever.
And then we tweeted it, like, while we were doing the podcast, and no one had any idea what the fuck we were talking about.
Whoever made the actual poster for it, if you guys are listening right now, or if the person that did it, could you retweet it for me? Like, could you find it again and tweet it back to me? Because I lost it, and I wanted to show the guys. So, if you're listening right now, tweet me the album that you made of it, the cover.
I think you showed it to me.
Maybe. I think I showed it to like one or two of you guys, but I want to save it.
So. Yeah.
Someone just tweeted me, is that a portrait of Alex? I don't know what you're talking about. Alex isn't on the screen at all.
The portrait? What?
I don't know.
You got
Dude, I don't know.
Me, boy.
These people are crazy. They can't be just taking pictures of people. Y'all are going to get yourselves killed.
That's true. If you take pictures of people, you're going to get killed. You will die. Sure.
You take my picture, be like, "Oh, this will be a funny meme." I'm gonna break your goddamn camera.
There goes your camera.
And your phone, because that's probably
it's
what
all
it is.
Fucking fun and games until
I snap your phone in half with my bare hands.
I'd hope
your bare hands.
See what I did to this one?
No, don't draw me one. The one that the person made was perfect because it had all those stupid sayings on it about it that we did. So.
It's been done.
Well, they obviously listen to the podcast, so if they're not watching now, they'll hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meow.
Right, meow.
Meow. Let's not go right back meow. Into meowing. Meow.
Yeah, you listen here, Tyler.
I'm listening. You have my
all
attention.
I had to say. I just wanted to say meow again.
Oh, Xbox Live went down.
Weird.
Whoa,
just now.
What's up?
Just now.
What's up?
You seem Shut really me. Upset about that, right?
Of course I am. I'm terrified.
Kat, you still can't say anything, man. You guys, you got really fucked over, all right?
Hey, it's free. Shit's going to happen.
Yeah, it's free.
I don't care as long as I can play it. And besides...
Because it's really hard for them to charge money for something that breaks down and gets hacked all the time.
Whatever, hey, man. They're don't forget, Xbox got hacked a couple times, too.
None of our information got leaked.
Yeah, and we didn't even notice the hiccup.
Yeah,
there was. Well, they said I got a free month. Xbox Live, we did get a free month.
So let's hope it's down for 12 hours, because then we'll get another free month.
Yeah, I've been getting like crazy free months. Yeah. I just got a free month or free 3 month.
Hey, we got
was it for the cloud saves association?
No, that was a 1 month. I got a 1 month for that. I got a 3 month for the expert zone thing, and then I got another free month for something else.
Hey, we had a free.
And then I had bought 3 months before that, so I'm good for a while.
But I don't want to get into a whole fanboy fight here, but...
You'll lose.
We like what we like. We like what we like, and it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Only reason...
That pretty much sums it up.
When the PlayStation 4 comes out, and they drop the price of the PlayStation 3 again, I'm going to buy one so I can play all the God of War games I missed. And then I'm going to return it.
Okay.
Wait, but you have the PlayStation though, so
what? I want to play Ni No Kuni.
Yeah, Ni No Kuni's pretty good.
I hear different things about it because I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna like it, but I would like watching someone play it. So Terry, you should just come over and play it so I can watch it.
It's a long ass game.
Well. I got a couch. This is a comfy ass couch.
I heard someone the other day call it Dragon Quest for idiots. I was like, what?
You agree, Dragon Quest for idiots. See, Dragon
that's
Quest
one thing
for life.
That's good on PS3. Little Big Planet. I have Little Big Planet too.
Yeah, Little Big Planet was fun. Is the one thing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I get Little Big Planet in God of War, and then I'd be like, well, I'm done.
Journey.
I'm
right? Gotta get Journey.
Journey, yes.
Right,
yeah,
and Journey.
Yes, Journey.
It's gonna be a while. I'm not saying we're
so,
going to
buy three games.
Journey.
I have to buy a new
well,
computer. I can't
you know, you gotta remember the other That Game Company games, like Flower and Flow.
The potato's not on the couch. It's on my microphone.
Yeah, I thought it was on the couch myself earlier.
Guys, what about PlayStation All-Stars?
Yeah. Best fighting game in 2012, I hear.
Oh, yeah. Best fighting game 2012.
Good.
It's so weird. Like, it doesn't feel right, because the way you have to beat people, you have to beat them up until your bar fills up, and then you have to hit them with your special move.
The thing is, the more you play it, the better you like it. I mean, it was the same thing when you played Smash Bros. The first time. It just...
No.
Yeah,
that was instant love with Smash Bros.
Yeah,
I'm not even good at the game.
That clicked with me, because you got some feedback when you beat them up, because then every time you hit them, they would fly further. With this, it's like nothing changes until you kill them.
Yeah, when you hit like 130%, you're just sitting there shitting yourself, like, don't fucking hit me, don't hit me!
I'm sitting there shooting lightning bolts at people, hoping for the best.
Speaking of Smash Brothers, I did win an auction on that on eBay, so I got Smash Brothers in the mail now.
Let's do it.
So we are going to be playing the shit out of that. I got to get two more controllers, and then we'll get Baguetta, and we'll get Spencer to come down.
So jealous.
And we'll just we'll record something of us playing
Ryan.
Smash Bros.
Where are you,
Ryan? You'll be here at the end of the year.
Then
you're welcome.
Play which Smash Bros?
Thank you.
First one.
Original.
First one.
On 64?
I might buy a Wii U just for the big one.
Or 64.
You guys have no chance of Terry's there. Terry's
no,
bullshit.
No. I'm awful anyway, so I'm just going to
I think I stand a pretty good chance against
Terry. No, you... I've
you
played Terry. Terry's an asshole.
Russ, like, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
Fuck you. Fuck you,
you have no camera.
You do you.
Ryan, really? You don't even have a camera. That's your rebuttal.
Yeah.
You don't even have a webcam on.
Tell me.
What do you know about that technology? You ain't got a webcam.
You got a webcam. It's much better than yours.
You know one thing?
Terry, I got Pokemon Snap too. That came in the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I was throwing apples at everyone. Every picture, everything would be just like me just spamming the picture button. Because it doesn't work the way I remember it. You gotta like zoom in and then you take the picture.
Yeah.
And so I was just like zooming in and just...
Alex.
Remember when you ordered the webcam and you immediately went to PayPal? You're like, it's not going to wipe. I don't think it worked, Dwight.
I'm just going to wait until tomorrow. It hasn't gone through, Dwight. What's going on? It didn't take the money.
5 minutes later. It's
5 minutes later. Oh, it came in.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Shut up and take my money.
They wouldn't do it. They just kept talking.
It's like they don't want my money.
I'll be right back.
They don't need your goddamn money.
Get your fat ass back here.
I
thought he was on the couch too, by the way, guys. Like, the way it's positioned, I really thought, like, God, that is a huge step.
You know one thing I like about the PS3 over Xbox and stuff like that, though?
What?
You don't hear as many little kids over a microphone going... Let's do night.
I don't hear
games.
Anybody because I
know.
Yeah,
never
heard
no.
Like,
I don't care what system I'm playing on. I don't want
to
hear you.
See, every time one of my friends, I'm at a friend's and he's playing on the Xbox, all I hear is little kids like on Call of Duty
what
going.
Games are you,
hey.
What game is
that's Call of Duty though?
Yeah. Yeah. But there's always one? Like, hey, that's my friends. I have For Black Ops too.
Your friends are like eight.
No, but I've heard kids be like, knife only, knife only. It's like,
maybe
kid,
one.
Shut up.
Yeah, well, you're going to get that in every game in every community.
Yeah, what?
Like, it just happens. Like, I've seen it on PlayStation. I've seen it everywhere. I have everybody default muted, and I usually just play with other people.
Yeah, but even if I'm playing alone or anything, screw that.
Oh, when I'm playing alone, I take my mic out and don't even bother.
I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to hear anyone.
I take my mic out and play music through my computer while playing.
That's a symptom of the modern.
I can't, personally, I know not to trust myself in a lobby or anything like that. A good example is...
Oh, we heard you the other day.
I was going to read that out. That's a good example.
Sorry.
When I was first playing Sonic All-Stars Racing...
Oh my god.
When we were streaming Skyrim or whatever, I went online and played a multiplayer game on Terry's account, and I was racing against someone named... It was Grace... And then something with a K, so I just kept calling him Grace Kelly. Just over and over. It's like, Grace Kelly. Yeah, okay. Grace Kelly. Driving around like an asshole, Grace Kelly. It was bad. It's on the stream. You just watch the last Skyrim.
And the thing is, the game has in-game chat automatically. You can't turn it off. When you talk, everyone can hear you.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I was going in, and then Terry was like, you know, it has like... in-game voice, because I heard someone else talking. I was like, hey, someone's talking! I can hear them. But my mic was on, too, so... It was...
You probably sound like the biggest idiot.
I was. It's funny, too, because like, as soon as I got into first, I was like talking so much shit.
Dude, I'm exactly... I can't talk. I could not get into a chat for those exact same reasons. Like, playing Halo, I'll be like, oh, you all a bunch of bitches! And just, like, talk mad shit the entire game. Like, it's not even...
Ryan, I think if people could hear you playing Halo, they would just never play again.
Oh my god, dude. I'm just like, even the people, like, I'm yelling at people that can't hear us, and I'm just being overly insulting for no reason. And that's why I take my mic out, because I'm exactly the same way when I
Every
play.
Time you get your revenge assassination, those are moments they would quit over.
Oh my god, I'm just like sitting there, just... Terry, we gotta play again.
Yeah.
Tyler, we gotta play that team doubles.
Oh, we've only played one game. Sure. What's up?
So, what the fuck? Ryan is just that overly obnoxious player online.
But no, I'm not, because I take the precaution not to talk to other people.
Well, I'm saying if you were.
Yeah, I am. I've gotten into many a brawls at people's houses playing Halo because I talk
so much. It was obnoxious, but in a nice way. He's like, hey, Grace Kelly, shoot me a Facebook request so I can deny you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was... Yeah. I said, hey, Grace Kelly, shoot me a Facebook request so I can deny you.
And then you streamed that.
It was all streamed. The whole thing was streamed.
Like, you said, what's up, Grace Kelly? What's up?
I was thinking you're going to stream your denial of his friend request.
Oh, I should.
You're going to go into Facebook, film it, deny. Or not now.
Deny it and then send it to the link to him in a message. So he can see you denied.
That was fun. We need to go on like online and play that game.
Which game?
Sonic.
I
need to actually go online instead of playing these private games.
We did some arenas last night when it was just Terry, Rai and I, and it was fun as shit. I like that. That's like classic Mario Kart.
Is that like the battle mode for Mario Kart?
Yeah, it's like you're in a small little arena and you're just driving around and everybody has 3 hits. And after that, you get turned into a ghost. And you can like run around, and if you run into like a person who's alive, then you take one of their things away and add one to yours. Or is it when you kill someone, you get resurrected? I don't know. I don't know if it's like you hit someone 3 times.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
And you get resurrected. I wasn't paying that much attention. I was just, like, running into him. Are you guys going to play Halo right now?
No. I was trying to tell him after.
What do you mean after? You said you wanted to play cards.
Oh, shit. I do want to play cards against humanity. Bam. We both bought that Xbox, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, this is the UNSC version, dude.
Oh, shit. No, I don't have that one. I didn't buy it. No, I bought too much shit already.
Dude, I wonder if you can see, like, the giant crack in my other controller.
I thought you were going to say your ass.
Rai
confirms that it's when you kill someone you get rezzed.
My mom is always coming in here, turning off the light.
Who's calling me?
Tell him I said hi.
That's bad. It's
terrible.
We're not going to play cards on the podcast. We're going to do a podcast and then we'll play cards after.
Yeah.
Like, we stream it, though?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
can you play
some
bag of fish?
Oh, my fucking God.
That would be just amazing.
So what's up, Alex? Why are you so quiet in this podcast?
Because of what I just showed him.
Let's hear you.
Yeah, Alex,
did you not click the link that Terry just showed everyone?
No, I'm too busy running a podcast. This Sonic Adventure 3 is a working title of the next Sonic title.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
I mean...
Who's trying to molest me via microphone?
Oh, my God.
That's just molested about 200 people.
Oh, my fucking God. Don't sign up.
Well, have fun with that. Why is he flipping us off, too?
Del left again.
Who's flipping you off?
Sonic.
I think he's getting married.
Somebody.
Sonic getting married. What's up? Oh, yeah. There's the answer for those.
He's marrying Tails. It's going to throw everyone off, and they'll be like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Not enough chili dogs.
Not enough chili dogs.
I don't think anybody knows the
dolls. No more rings, all chili dogs.
I said that out loud.
When?
The doll was gone, but no one here seemed to.
No. I heard
it. Is this them, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, PlayStation event in a couple of days. What do you guys think it's going to be?
I hear it's new.
All I'm hearing is next system.
You guys don't seem to really need to be given a shit, so you're all.
I own a PS3, you faggot, alright? I have one.
I have a
PS3 and I use
PS3. Really? You own a PS3.
Yeah,
he does. It's in his living room.
Yeah, he does. I have him added. I have him added on PSN.
He sends me messages all the time when I'm not on.
So you're on. All the time you're on.
Yeah, I have a bunch of games on PS3.
Why don't you have me added? Oh, wait. Probably because you don't like it enough to add anybody.
Look. Okay, whatever.
If he doesn't play it a lot.
I love PS2. I want to see what they're doing for the next system.
Right. Will somebody please explain to me why this kid gave us shit about wanting to talk about PlayStation.
What?
Who?
He's like mad that we want to talk about PlayStation.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, we all. No one hates the PS3. That's not. We're not hating on PS3.
We just don't have.
You probably don't hate the 360. You just have a PS3 and you use it all the time. We have an Xbox.
I would use a PS3.
I hate the Xbox, but every time I have to bring up the PS3 around someone who has an Xbox, I'm like, oh, PS3 fucking sucks.
No one had to worry about that.
No, I'm saying when I usually talk about it, two people who have the 360.
Because, have you seen this ad, Terry? The like.
I'm just saying, with the way you guys start going on about it, it's like, why would you give me a
What the fuck are you guys laughing about?
I don't know.
Something happened, and now they're both just dying.
What did they do?
I don't know. They didn't link anything.
They probably killed someone.
Come on now, alright? You guys can't keep fucking doing this.
And then your dog stands up.
Yeah, now the dog's pissed. Like, I'm out of here.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What did you do?
He was just like, oh my God.
He was still like complaining about like the PlayStation. I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Well. I'll just shut up now.
We don't like the PS4. That's what it boils down to.
You have to understand her.
The console war thing is a topic that gets debated about a lot, but none of us are like that. None of us hate the PS3 because we have an Xbox.
It is a stupid debate. It does like seem like every time I try to bring it up, you guys put me down saying that 360 is just a better system. It's all an opinion.
I don't think we've said that, though.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
We said it about the... we kind of brought it up a little bit for the Xbox Live thing because you said something about it.
No. Your last stream, I was in the chat and I said something about the PS3 and you were like, "Oh, well, Xbox 360 is better system."
I got your back, man.
That sounds like you're paraphrasing that. I probably did give you a little crap on it.
I don't like being paraphrased. I pick my words very.
I pick my words very deliberately.
That was the funniest episode. The Phillies winning the World Series.
Okay, let's get off of the console thing.
No, wait. I want to talk about the PlayStation 4.
Can talk about that. Yeah, sure. Why not? Or the Xbox 720 or Durango, whatever the fuck it's going to be called.
No, that's not until you. I don't think it's going to be E3. Like, I'm not too worried about that yet. I did read some shit about the whole, like, they are going through with the one-time activation code.
Xbox? Yeah, that is kind of shitty.
PlayStation's doing one too, like something to stop from. Yeah,
I thought they just what is it? They what is it called? Patented it so no one else could do it.
Who? So Microsoft?
Sony did.
No, Sony's is with the disc. The disc can only be used on one system.
That's
the bad thing. Ooh. They shouldn't be doing that because there's people like me who don't have a lot of money that frequently buy used games.
Yeah, or even, like, if you want your friend to buy
a game.
Yeah,
but they don't care because they don't see money from you buying used games.
Yeah, they don't get any money for that.
But yeah,
it's all about the money.
So they're just kind of sucks. I would say my thing with that is, like, if they're going to do this, we damn well better see a drop in prices of new games if you're not going to allow new sales.
Which we're not going to see because they're moving to the 50 gig Blu-ray CDs or DVDs, so... We're not going to see a drop in that because games are not going to have sucking 40-plus gigs.
If anything else, we'll see it go to 70.
Yeah, if anything, we're going to see a price.
It better fucking not.
Although some games are dropping in price, Sly 4 just came out and it's $40.
That only happens when games aren't doing good.
Yeah.
That's like when movies go straight to really DVD.
Hey, Ryan, check out the link I just sent. There's one on here that talks about Microsoft... basically copywriting the HoloDeck.
Where did you send the link?
Oh, in Skype.
But no, like...
Oh.
Yeah, and then I've seen, like, the little, like...
27.
The pictures of the, like, on-the-wall gaming or whatever it's called.
Well, that's a reality. That's happening.
Like, yeah,
Microsoft
I know.
Microsoft already
awesome.
Is doing that. I'm I don't so like it. It's too distracting to me.
I like it. I'm excited.
Rogue planet floating through space. Guys,
right. That's only because your guys' dollar is different than ours. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing for any country. Like over in Europe, it doesn't cost them 60 whatever the fuck they use.
Pounds. I mean euros.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything because I'm gonna be wrong about it. I've done this numerous times, and I always get it wrong.
That's correct.
They use
the EU. The
UK. They use pounds. Euros is the rest of Europe. Well, not all of the rest
of
Europe.
Are you sure it's not pesos, Terry?
England, $40 for a new game.
Well, now that you bring it up.
Some of them lira, you know.
Mm-hmm. Some rupees.
But yeah, I'm excited about PlayStation 4. If it that's what the rumor is for the 20th. And if that's really true, that's exciting news. That's the next step. We use an ultimate disappointment for next generation gaming. Way to catch up, Nintendo.
Yeah, that's that's this generation gaming for sure.
Yeah,
next
but I
think Nintendo.
HD.
Nintendo's just gonna be a step behind again.
HD and Blu-ray? No way.
And online.
And an HDMI cable.
They caught up.
I don't think it matters what they do. I mean, if they don't have their marketing good this time around, I mean, most of the games that come out, people don't even know they come out. It's stupid.
They can't start it off at the ridiculously high prices they did the PS3, which was what, 800, right? When it first came out, then it dropped to 6.
No, it was 600.
Are you sure it started at 6? I thought it was 8.
That's
it was
a lot.
Started at 6.
It was $5.99.
Okay, 600.
A game console really doesn't even need to be that pricey. You know,
it does when the equipment costs that much. Sony was losing like hundred, like it was. I think that's what it was, George. Is that the PS3 cost like $850 for them to make, but they were selling it for $600, and then it still cost them that much, and they had to keep dropping it.
Same with the Xbox. The Xbox had the same problem when it first came out.
Yeah, but it wasn't as big a difference as Sony because
no, not at all. It was like it was $300 to make, and they were or $400 to make, and they were selling it for $300. You know,
right?
It wasn't as big a deficit, but still, well, like they were taking a loss.
The other thing was that Sony was like, "Hey, look, this processor is a year and a half old, so let's just put it in all these systems because you know it's probably cheap." No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I mean.
As long as they learn from their mistakes, they'll be fine.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting, whatever they do.
You see, hopefully. The thing is that like we can say that as much as we want. Hopefully, they learn from their mistakes. You know, Nintendo's not really learning. I mean, they're kind of
they did, and then they rushed it. Like,
they didn't go far enough. Like they were going in the right direction. It's like, all right, cool, keep going. You know, and then they just like, no, we're just gonna hang out here.
I think the only thing that's really gonna hurt Nintendo is just. The hardware.
What if they went and like just called it the Nintendo instead of the Wii U? What do you guys think about that?
Just called the Nintendo?
The
I
Nintendo.
I think they should do that with their next one. Not
can't
this one
now.
Is basically
next
a Wii.
Next one's going to be the Wii U
2.
Wii.
The Wii U 2.
Wii.
The Wii U Wii.
The Wii
Wii.
The
Wii
Wii.
The
Wii Me.
Wii U Me.
The Wii.
The weenie.
The weenie.
Yes.
Wee wee.
The weenie. Oh God.
The weenie.
That's probably why they called it the Wii U.
But no, I think I'm excited to hear about the new Xbox is gonna finally go to Blu-ray too.
Yeah,
there's
I think
a bug
cool.
on
they
got my
that.
Screen. I just
which
jumped.
Is gonna be nice.
Which is weird. Isn't Blu-ray Sony technology?
It's not Sony anymore. And Panasonic or Philips. I don't know. Something with a P.
Yeah, but anybody can make it now, Philips. I think.
Right, yeah. No, the patent, I think, is loosened up or something. You know, they got the rights to do it.
So well, no, because there's no competitor. They can't be the only person that makes that type of...
Well, there
they
was
can if they invented it.
Yeah, no,
there was HD-DVD.
You can't be a monopoly. Sony can't... They have to eventually lose their... Or give up their patent or some shit. I don't know how it works. But that would be a monopoly. Can't do that shit.
I mean, they can.
Yeah.
They did for a while.
Yeah. And it had, but it had a competitor. It had the HD DVDs.
And it lost.
And it lost hard. It was, I think, yeah, that was,
we
I think the wrong
We porn. Choice. Well, I'm glad, actually, HD DVD didn't win. That was a piece of shit. Blu-ray was way better.
Remember that HD DVD player they made for 360?
Of course, that was the only one, and then those other DVD things came out, but that was the one.
So glad I didn't buy that.
I like seeing the posts online. Like I saw one on Reddit not too long ago of someone who took a picture of their HD DVD player at a garage sale with like a dollar sticker on it, and then the caption said, "Some lady asked if this played Blu-rays." That was really funny.
For a dollar?
Yeah.
The answer is no, lady.
I don't know, lady. It's a dollar. Give it a try. Shit.
Bitch, I don't know. I'm selling it for a dollar. I don't know what it is.
It's a garage sale, bitch. I don't want it.
It's not even asking if it worked. Asked if it played Blu-rays.
I don't have any Blu-ray stuff at my house.
I have one
Blu-ray. Just get DVDs.
I have lots of Blu-rays.
Oh, yeah. The UA or UA or whatever is coming out this year.
Yeah.
The Ouya?
Oh, it's coming out this year?
It's not hard, Dwight.
The what?
Ouya.
Ouya? Yeah.
Ouya.
I got mine for $70 or $60. That's one
like
of the first people to...
Yeah, you did the Kickstarter thing.
Yeah, like $60 or something.
I was, like, hesitant about that. Just because... I don't know how it's going to be. They promised a lot with, like... only free games or whatever or demos of
my thing is
stuff but like
I have a PC
really
and I'll be able to play a lot of what's gonna be on there
exactly
that and it's like that's the one that said that claimed is like play your Android games or Android games on your TV right why the fuck do I want to do that
that's true
it's on my phone it's designed for a phone I'm not gonna play on my TV you know it's like I don't like playing Minecraft on my phone because it was designed for the PC.
Yeah, no, I think that they specifically said that they would have, like, a demo of Minecraft on their console, and then someone from Mojang tweeted, like, what? No. We have not made any deals. That's not true at all. Like,
so that,
who
that
said
was,
that,
like,
Nintendo?
A big thing for me that, like, made that made it seem really unreliable.
What's Ouya?
Console coming out that's has an Android system on it.
It's $99. They're supposedly having a bunch of free games and or demos of games.
Just a bunch of demos.
Pretty much.
Play for 30 minutes, then pay.
And free games. I don't know if they. I don't really remember. That was a while ago. It feels like, but.
Bored.
Not all of us have Minecraft on Xbox, Ben Sanders.
I don't.
No. I got it for free from when.
Me too.
Raptor was giving it out, and I kept yelling at Terry to get up to come get it, but he woke up too late.
Oh, I got it off of Twitter.
I would not have played it if I'd got it.
Yeah, sure you would have.
Why?
5 minutes.
Me and Magetta.
It's not bad. It's, I don't know. It is. It's bad, but it's not bad at the same time.
I get it. It's the same game. Sure,
it's hard to control.
It's outdated compared to what's on PC, and it's like, why would I play it with a controller?
It's really hard to control. Yeah.
I played that 3 years ago. Why would I want to play it again?
My brother was obsessed with it for a while with his friends, but they just. Built penis houses because they're 11 years old.
All right, penis house.
I have a picture of them somewhere.
Did they get redstone to make the butt move?
I took a picture on Twitter.
Did they get redstone to make the butt move? Probably not.
I don't think that they understood redstone or knew what it was.
They're not that cool.
No.
I thought you said, did they get redstone?
Like, no.
Shit.
Steambox. Cool. Steambox already sort of exists. I mean, they already have Big Picture. So if you can get, you know, a computer that hooks up to your TV, then you have a Steambox.
Yeah, I don't fully understand Steambox.
It's just supposed to be like a console, like a small computer that you put next to your TV.
Oh, I already have my big computer hooked up to my TV.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, the thing is, Valve is so stupid.
So it's basically a low-end computer?
It's a low-end computer, yeah.
I already have one of those hooked up to my TV.
And it's huge!
Well, I mean, like I was saying, Valve is so secretive about their stuff, we don't actually know what it's going to do yet.
Yeah. It better do something that my computer can't already do.
Right?
Does it come with lasers?
No.
It could
well, the big... CD reader, maybe, if there is one. We which there probably the won't out. Because it's Steam.
We'll take the lasers out, you know, shine them into people's windows at night.
Yeah, I still have this picture.
While they're trying to sleep.
While they're trying to sleep. Go to their window and just kind of... There you go.
The Defenestrator, he asked about, what about server-based streaming games? So you're talking about like one of those little console things that pulls the game data from like a centralized area? I think those are awful. Because the amount of bandwidth that you need for that type of thing is outrageous. And with
I think
almost,
right now it doesn't make sense, but
right.
You know,
maybe in the future Google when fiber. Google Fiber's everywhere, yeah.
Ah, Google save us.
Google Fiber. Any day
really
now.
Enjoy that whole streaming game stuff.
Google stop
any day now.
Eventually maybe, but I don't know. I still would rather like to have my hardware here. To where I can mess with it and do what I want. I like
well,
building.
Less,
computer,
I assume it was less about when you're at home. It's more like when you're out somewhere else. You can always just.
Oh, that'd be cool. Pull like it on anybody else's computer.
Yeah.
What, through like Wi-Fi or like you have to connect it to a landline type of thing?
Cloud.
Well, I assume at first you would have to do actual wired connection. But then as connection gets better, you can do Wi-Fi eventually, sure.
Yeah.
If you want.
You're into that sort of thing.
The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
Spanish.
It's interesting, but...
Spanish!
It's, I don't know. It's got... We're a long time away from...
Did you just cover your face when you sneezed?
It worked.
It kind of did.
That hurt a lot.
The sneeze hurt.
Bless my soul, that hurt.
Ooh-wee!
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that, Ryan? You don't mean that. Stop it. Why won't he put his hand down?
I don't know. Maybe he's stretching his fingers.
Size now.
Yeah, stop that. Well, the person hasn't tweeted me yet, so I guess they're not here.
Oh, man.
About the Michael Jacobson project. Hopefully they do.
The project?
You got Jacob.
You probably did. That's not good.
He probably OD'd.
Yes. Oh my
Michael God. Jacobson was not stable.
Oh. That's true.
He may be dead, but his album lives on.
It lives on.
Might be worth a lot more now.
Greatest hits. Yeah, probably worth something now.
Yeah, it'd be worth more than nothing.
More than what it was before.
He was a star. Or he would have been.
He would have been a huge star.
People weren't ready for his music, you see.
They just
this generation wasn't ready.
The world wasn't ready.
It was too beautiful for this world.
Too majestic.
It's okay. I understand.
Because hell.
So we're talking about Google Glasses.
Let's let you see the world.
You're looking at that science thing that I posted?
No, someone said in the chat.
Google Glasses. You're like,
all right, those look fucking sexy.
It right away. Tells you everything you need to know.
I think it'd be good or better if, like, when you're looking at someone with the glasses, you don't see everything that they're seeing, you know? Like, the screen isn't projected on the other side as well of the glasses. It'll only be on, like, one side. Because, like, when you're walking up to someone and, like, you have, like, fucking shit all over your face and stuff. I'm just watching this video about this dog. Do you want to watch?
No, I'm paying attention. No, you're watching a video right now.
I can see you looking through Reddit.
See it.
I see you downvoting everything on Reddit right now. You're
Look,
not
come on.
Attention.
I mean,
listen, I gotta
you can't watch porn when we're looking each other in the eye.
Well, I'm not looking at you in the eye.
Looking in your eyes.
I'm looking at this lady in the eyes. Know what I mean?
Get them to line up with yours, and it looks like I'm looking at you in the eyes.
I'm gonna say the ass. I don't know why, but I really thought you were gonna be like, "I'm looking you in the ass."
Looking you right in the ass.
Right in the ass, boy.
Right in those
got my
pistons
eyes on you. Don't look people in the ass. You really shouldn't do that. What? Why are you doing that? Why is that a thing that you went straight to instead of eyes, ass?
Oh.
You're still stuck on that, really? That
was yes.
That was just for comedy.
Yes,
sake.
Ryan, I am.
I was going to say.
And it, you know,
you got to learn to just drop stuff with us. Like, yeah, half a second and you're gone.
You want to keep the podcast going, then why don't you shut the fuck up?
Whoa.
Yeah. Get him.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you, Terry?
No, yeah, I wasn't looking at your ass. Well, you I should have been. I was looking at your eyes.
Yeah, stop that ass.
It's where the pain comes from. It comes from the ass. You gotta watch it.
Is that like a pain in your ass, but an ass pain?
You got it.
So, how long are we into this shit?
Like, an hour and a half.
Days.
Yeah.
2 days. Ah, crap, I missed work.
Yeah. Well,
it always feels like much longer than it is.
What?
You don't like being with us?
That's not what I said.
She said it's a burden to be in this hangout.
Yeah, I heard. Oh, it always feels like a goddamn eternity in here.
Wow. Yup, that's what I said. You caught me.
Go get some more alcohol.
Quite an attitude.
I'm out.
You're not drunk enough.
I'm out. I don't have any cookies left.
Go on.
I don't have any alcohol left.
Yeah, okay.
Cookies, no alcohol.
We know you had extra bottles.
We heard all the bottles clanging when you put the other one down.
They threw away. Actually.
Oh, hey, Alex. You're still here.
Damn, Alex. Right.
Stop saying that thing.
Alex, you there?
I'm supposed to be the Kyle
Alex.
Podcasts.
Alex.
Alex! Alex!
No!
Fell asleep.
No. Fell asleep?
Oh, help me!
Twitch got that turbo thing going.
Yeah, I got a little turbo going on Twitch.
Turbo.
Yup.
Does it, get you the same... Does it give you the same amount of money as it would if somebody were just watching the ad?
Yeah, you still get credit for...
Yeah.
I know that you still get credit, but, like, does it actually equate? Like, does it actually work out to be the same?
It's mainly money straight to Twitch, but every time we roll an ad, we still get... Like, the people who are turboed, we still get counted for those people watching the
YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, you get counted the
same
amount.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm wondering if they did it that way or they just, I don't know.
You gotta figure one ad for one person is like a quarter of a penny and...
Yeah. Not even a quarter of a penny. That'd be awesome.
$8.99 is more than enough to cover that one person for a while.
Yeah, you're talking like a quarter of a quarter of a penny.
Yeah.
You know? Like, ads really don't get a whole lot. Like, I streamed the fuck out of January.
And quarter of a quarter, a 16th?
$12.
No, George. Don't bring your actual math into this.
Oh, shut up.
I didn't know that actual math.
No, 1/32. No.
No. You Stop don't it. Even know.
Now you got me thinking about it. Stop making me think. Because I don't run ad block. This is just like ad block without the guilt.
I take ad block off for Twitch and YouTube.
I don't even have an ad blocker. I don't give a fuck. I can't.
Yeah, I do. I'm just like afraid that I'm just gonna accidentally click on something.
And what?
I have ad block off because YouTube ads get annoying.
Yeah, what are you watching that you gotta worry about the ads that you might click?
Yeah, like I'm like, oh shit, oh no, I click on this ad for dog food.
For prostate cancer!
It's all just... There's like certain websites that I leave it off for because I like the websites.
What are you watching?
What do you mean? Uh-huh. Oh.
Yep, we know what you do when you get drunk.
I do this, obviously.
Yeah, whatever.
You're like expelled from school. Somebody's gonna watch this shit and be like, "What?"
At my school, they'll be like, "Oh, that's so cool."
Oh, we gotta kick her out, guys. She's gotta earn cool on her own. We can't give her cool. We can't just give her hand cool. her cool on a platter and be like, take this to school.
It's like new rich, you know?
She comes from old money.
Like new
old famous.
She inherited our cool.
Who died? She's inheriting stuff. Who died?
Damn it, my chair went down again.
No one yet.
I'm right here. I'm just looking at stuff.
No one yet.
There we go.
Tyler. Well, your card's right. Maybe.
Hey, Tyler, come here.
Oh, don't go, Tyler.
Oh, whoa.
No.
I'm married. I'm married. I mean, I know you're drunk, Dole, but come on.
Put you on blast. Oh, shit.
No, I don't watch Walking Dead.
Dole getting red over there.
I don't have any...
I watch Walking Dead.
I don't have any interest in watching that show.
I've heard there's not as many zombies as there should be. I don't have any interest
in watching Walking Dead.
No. Whatever, dude. That show is awesome. It's just a great show, plain and simple.
All right. That's your opinion.
It's my opinion. That's a fact.
My opinion, a fact.
No.
There's another Walking Dead game coming out called Instinct. It's actually a first-person shooter this time.
I hear the game is pretty good, though.
Yeah, the game is great. I finished it the other day with my girlfriend.
Like, even like from people who tried watching the show and they couldn't watch the show, but they played the game and they loved the game, so...
And the game is more on to what the comic was.
Yeah, the game is in the comic universe. It has nothing to do with the TV show.
Gotcha.
Great.
So, Kat, you've played Walking Dead, the game?
No, but I've seen gameplays of it, and I want to play it.
I have played it. It's
Terry,
great.
You played it too, didn't you?
I played, like, for 5 minutes.
Oh, you still haven't got around to play it, huh?
Painful 5 minutes ever.
No, it's great.
It kept slipping on everything. Like, goddamn.
Such a failure.
Stand up straight.
All I know
like an obvious pool of blood on the ground. rather than
the
walk
ending
over
is really
it,
sad.
Walk right on top of it, slip and fall.
Are you dead?
Yeah.
I know that.
He's bleeding out all over the place.
He shot his head off.
George, how long did it take you to play through the game?
Well, the thing is, I was playing it with my girlfriend, because so a total
care.
Of... Otherwise, it would have been faster, but I want to say no more than 10 hours.
Yeah, it can't be that long.
Terry, we should stream it, because I want to see what it's about. But, you know, I don't want to buy it.
People dying.
Hey,
the ending is a tearjerker, though.
Potato, if you do play till the ending, we have to see a face cam to see if you start bawling or not.
We'll have face cam up during it, you know.
Because, I mean, I've seen, like, all kinds of big YouTubers play it, and they, like, start crying at the end of it.
What if I just start uncontrollably farting? But that'd be good.
It's like that's crying. That's acceptable, I guess.
What gives you uncontrollably gas?
This game... I want that to be a blurb on the game, too. Like, on the back of it, when you look at it, it's like, this game gives me uncontrollable gas, potato orgy.
This game may cause gas or extreme diarrhea.
And or.
And or
in conjunction with.
Oh, my God!
That's what happens when you get sad.
It's such a sad ending.
It's just sweet release.
And then you got one of these.
All right. Well, that's a great place to end the podcast.
We're already.
So we've been going for about an hour and a half or so. Hour and 40.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Good podcast. I don't want it to drone on, and I do kind of want to play cards a little bit. If you guys are into playing some cards.
I'm going to be playing Alan Wake because I...
Is it done?
Yeah, it's been done since the stream earlier.
Oh, so you're just trying to push us off, so you're like, oh, no, I'm busy. I got things I got to do. You can go play Alan Wake. Keep getting fresh back to George.
George had fun with that.
Wasn't that funny, George?
No, this.
Okay, let's go before we start watching YouTube videos.
Gotcha. Yeah. videos.
Oh. Stop talking and just start staring at our screens.
Well, it would be good to see people's reactions on here. I'm pretty sure people want to see reactions to videos.
Watching Dwight right now.
Okay, I definitely gotta watch this now. Oh God.
Oh my God.
There's the link, everybody. Please, if you're watching,
you can't
this
podcast, just assault a baby like this.
If you're watching this podcast or listening to it, we're ending right here. Just go watch this video. It's fantastic. It'll be in the link bucket. And we'll see you guys next week. Well, not see you, but we'll talk to you next week.
Do you have an outro song?
So thank you, everybody.
Do you have an outro
song? See you next week. No, I don't, but just wave.